This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links between Kokrajhar Gelefu and Banarhat Samste. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement while talking to media in New Delhi today.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelefu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banarhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan by India.
This will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan. The memorandum of understanding for this connectivity was signed during the visit of the Prime Minister to Bhutan last year. India and Bhutan share a relationship of exceptional trust, mutual respect and understanding. This is a relationship that is rooted in cultural and civilizational ties, extensive people-to-people relations, and our shared developmental and security interests.
Earlier in the day, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary dedicated 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains to Bihar. The launch of 3 new Amrit Bharat Express trains will further improve state's connectivity, marking an important step towards realizing the vision of developed India through a developed Bihar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed the need for real-time preparedness to meet both internal and external security challenges. Addressing the India Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said the defence forces must remain ready to respond to multidimensional security threats. Underlining that maritime security remains a significant challenge, Mr. Singh said India's coastal boundary is huge and the danger is also equally huge. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, with the European Free Trade Association countries, including Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, will come into effect from the 1st of October this year. Mr. Goyal said the developed nations are keen to sign FTAs with India, which has already concluded such agreements with the UAE, Australia and the UK. The minister was speaking at the valedictory session of the UP International Trade Show at Greater Noida today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the new Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg today. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, senior leaders, MPs, MLAs, councillors, union ministers and thousands of party workers will be present during the ceremony. Typhoon Bu Lao has caused severe damage in Vietnam, killing 11 people with 17 people reportedly missing and 33 injured. According to the country's weather agency, Bu Lao had moved along the country's northern central coastline before making landfall early this morning, causing waves as high as 8 meters. The government has evacuated over 28,500 people, while hundreds of flights have been cancelled or delayed. World Heart Day is being observed today. The day aims to raise public awareness about cardiovascular diseases, their prevention and their global impact. In a social media post, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said, the day provides a vital platform to spread awareness about maintaining a strong and healthy heart through balanced nutrition, regular exercise and stress management. India today swept the podium at the ISSF Junior World Cup in the Women's 10-meter Air Rifle event in Delhi. Ojasvi Thakur claimed gold medal while Hrudaya Sri Kondur secured silver and S. Shirsagar won the bronze medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.